has it been difficult to change the culture of Hopkins, to change the focus from what's been a great academic institution to one that's still a great academic institution, but one that places a priority in really engaging in the neighborhood around it?
You know, I don't know if this is the right word. I use it sometimes incorrectly, zeitgeist. I think that things were in place within the university, within the city, within the foundation community, that this was the right time to do this. Ron Daniels came to Baltimore to lead the institution. We know from sort of the researchers that the difference between a successful anchor initiative and one that's less successful is leadership and sort of the drive and commitment of the leader. And so Ron Daniels is driving this. And I think he's modeled what our the leadership within Hopkins and Deans, they all sort of feel and understand that it is in their interest. And they see this as a responsibility of Hopkins to work in the surrounding neighborhoods. So whether the culture was there before or whether it's sort of evolved over time, we've gotten an enormous amount of support from inside the institution.
Good, good. The zeitgeist is the spirit at a point in time, right?
Yeah.
So the zeitgeist came together at exactly the right time.
I think it did, yeah.
That's great. I think it would be worthwhile just to ask you a couple questions on EBDI.
Mm-hmm.
Where will that be in 5 years? What's the, you know, it's been wonderful that Ron Daniels has said that his presidency at Hopkins would fail if EBDI fails. That's a level of personal interest in that project that is remarkable.
He put it a little bit more positively, which is the success of his president will depend
That's
on
true.
The success of EBDI.
But I can re-record that, Jamila.
But EBDI, has made its way through the storm of the Great Recession. I think the last few years have been very positive. We've seen Walgreens open. The school, of course, will be a major boost to our efforts to create a mixed-income community. The new plan is 1.6 million square feet of biotech space, 1,700 housing units, and that's where our focus is right now. Unfortunately, there are no owner-occupied housing units ready for sale within EBDI, but that's about to change. So you asked me, in 5 years, where will you be? I think in 5 years, there will be 300 new homeowners in EBDI, and many of them will be sending their kids to the great local school, which is Henderson Hopkins, and they'll be shopping in the local restaurants and shops. We hope to also see within the next 2 years a brand new park. First new park built in Baltimore, I think, in forever. I don't know when the last time a park was built. A $10 million park, which is sort of the new organizing feature for the new master plan. And a hotel, hopefully, will break ground in the next 12 to 18 months in EBDI. I think we're at a point where, you know, this the so-called tipping point. We're very close to that. I think the market will soon take off because there are a lot of amenities within EBDI that people don't realize. You know, it takes a while for people to change their perception. But if you think about what EBDI offers people, if they want to live there, it's really astounding. And they offer a set of amenities you can't get anywhere else in Baltimore.
The exciting thing about EBDI is EBDI gets the tipping point comes. There are great neighborhoods around EBDI.
Right.
That EBDI will become a part of and become a part of that fabric of
exactly.
East Baltimore. It's not like you're recreating East Baltimore. It's you're creating a point inside East Baltimore. And I think of those wonderful neighborhoods around Patterson Park and Butcher's Hill, and EBDI will be a part of all that. How many of those 300 people do you think will be working at Hopkins, 300 families?
Yeah, I think on average we're seeing maybe 30% is a rough guess, because we know that when a developer has a block of houses for sale, maybe one-third of them are benefiting from the Live Near Your Work grant that Hopkins offers. And so roughly a third of I'm guessing a third of those units will be occupied by Hopkins employees.
Is it too early to talk about what EBDI has done to property values in and around it?
You know, it's hard to say. I think the halo effect is definitely there because, and you made a great point earlier, David, EBDI and its boundaries will one day disappear. It will fall back into the integrated grid of East Baltimore, and there won't be this grand piano. And the neighborhoods around EBDI will have the same access to the amenities that are available there than those that live within the 88 acres. But in the meantime, it's still seen as sort of a self-contained project. But houses are selling in Oliver for $200,000. Houses are selling in McElroy Park for $200,000. And I think, in part, that's because either the investment that has occurred so far or the anticipated investment that will happen within EBDI.
That's wonderful.